Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Partly sunny today, mid-70s. Cloudy tonight, showers, lower 60s. Tomorrow, showers, then late day sun, mid-60s. On Friday, partly sunny with a cool wind, mid-60s. Saturday will be sunny in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Taking a look at stories we're following for you today. In a surprising move last night, the renovation for the 343 Main Street restaurant project has been put on hold at the planning and zoning meeting. The public hearing on the proposal to renovate 343 Main Street property, also known as the Old Chinese Restaurant in downtown Lakeville, came to a close last evening with the Planning and Zoning Commission voting to deny the application without prejudice. The decision leaves the door open for a future similar application. This came after owner Bill Colgan expressed concern over the tone of letters that had been submitted pertaining to his application and the length of time this application has been in public hearing. Colgan expressed that he had not realized how complicated this process would be. He also pointed to some negotiations for a fitness center to be involved with the project, and he stated that that time for finalizing that had now expired. Colgan submitted his application on May 12th of this year. Chairman Michael Clemens and other PNZ members expressed disappointment with his decision. They felt this was a good project for Lakeville, which is why the denial was done without prejudice. The meeting video is available at Robin Hood Radio CATV Vimeo page beginning today at CATV6.com. The state of Connecticut is giving small towns $31 million in grants. The administration of Lamont is distributing the $31 million in small town economic assistance program grants to 77 towns. It's the second round of steep grants to be awarded since 2016, when 91 small towns and suburbs split up $11 million. Under steep, towns may receive up to $500,000 for economic and community development, transportation, environmental protection, public safety, historic preservation, housing, and social service programs. The competitive grants can only be used for capital projects. Towns selected for awards are required to execute a contract with the state agency assigned to administer their grant before they incur any project-related expenditures. Locally, two towns received money. Norfolk received $500,000 for road improvement on Maple Avenue. It will be matched by money from the town. In North Canaan, $83,471.62 will go for renovations at the Canaan Child Care Center. It will be matched by $20,867 from the town. Well, Festival Latino of the Berkshires, a free event celebrating diverse Hispanic heritage and culture in the Berkshires, will be held from noon till 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 24th, rain or shine, at Green Park behind Town Hall, St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington. The alcohol-free event will feature Latin American folkloric dance companies, live music, artisans, and Latin cuisine vendors. A gala dance party with a disc jockey and the Latin Brothers Band will follow at 9 p.m. at Eastover's Tally Ho Hall, 430 East Street, Lenox. ID is required for that. The event is open to ages 21 or over, or ages 18 plus, accompanied by a parent. A cover charge for that event would be $50 per person. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. In Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets tonight at 6:30. In Salisbury, tonight at 5:30, the Economic Development Commission. At 6 p.m., the subcommittee special meeting for the Salisbury Affordable Housing. In North Canaan, tomorrow, Inland Wetland Monthly meeting at 7. Falls Village tomorrow, the Planning and Zoning regular meeting at 7. In Cornwall, tonight at 4:15, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, where they feature a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,706.23, S&P 500 at 3855.93, and the NASDAQ at 11,425.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.